the boss is here, the real boss.
The boss is here now at the moment. And Jackie Hoyne, of course, he's from the Citizen Information Bureau, as you said, and she's going to update us on insulation grants.
We are. The one we're going to talk about today is the Better Energy Warmer Home Schemes. And the Better Energy Warmer Home Scheme aims to improve the energy efficiency and warmth of homes owned by people on low incomes. It is operated by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, SEAI, it stands for. So the details of the scheme are as follows. The Better Energy Warmer Home Scheme provides for funding for attic insulation, draft proofing, lagging jackets, low energy light bulbs, cavity wall insulation and energy advice. Since the 1st of June 2018, the scheme covers a number of new efficiency measures. In certain circumstances, the scheme may cover external or internal wall insulation, central heating and replacement windows. These additional measures are only covered following a recommendation from the SEAI technician surveyor, who decides on a house-by-house basis after survey of your home. You may be eligible for external or internal wall insulation under the scheme if your walls are unsuitable for cavity wall insulation. Heating upgrades may also be covered in certain cases. For example, if you have no existing central heating system in your home, they will look at putting heating in for you. Replacement windows may also be available under the scheme in limited circumstances. For example, where external wall insulation is being carried out and the existing windows are single glazed and need to be replaced. So if they're doing the insulation brain, they see that your windows are old, that they're only single glazed and not double glazed, they'll make a report and you'd probably get the windows as well. A surveyor acting for the SEAI will arrange to call to your home to confirm that you are eligible and assess the amount of work needed. If you're eligible, the work will then be done by an installer appointed by the SEAI. However, as the scheme is in high demand, you may have to wait some months before the work can start. The Environmental Protection Agency encourages anyone to avail of this scheme to have their home tested for radon. Now, the rules: you must own your home and be living in it. Your home must have been built and occupied before 2006. You must be getting one of the following payments. So that's fuel allowance, the work and family payment, job seekers allowance, domiciliary care allowance, the one-parent family or carers allowance, and live with the person you're caring for. In addition, you only qualify for the Better Energy Warmer Home Scheme once, so you cannot qualify if you've already availed of the scheme. This situation will be renewed in mid-2019 when the SEA may consider revisiting properties that have previously had work completed under the scheme. If you're in private rented accommodation and are at risk of energy poverty, your landlord may be able to get a grant under the separate Better Energy Home Scheme. So after the work is done, installers provide a 2-year guarantee on all works carried out. A sample of homes is inspected to ensure that the work meets the required standards. A building energy rating, a BER, is carried out on all homes after the works are completed to assess the building energy performance and issue a BER certificate. Now, the rates: you will not be charged for the works done under the Better Energy Home Scheme. Now, to apply, you must complete the an application form. You can get downloads this from SEAI.ie or contact SEAI by phone. I'll give you their phone number in a minute. Or you can drop up to the Citizen Advice. We can download the form. So most of the elderly are going for this that are claiming the fuel allowance. So you have to be in receipt of the fuel allowance and the application form. There's a section on it for social welfare to stamp to say, yes, you are in receipt of fuel allowance. So if you want to apply for it, you can get the form off us and go downstairs to the social welfare on the ground floor here in the Civic Centre and they'll stamp off for it. Or else you send off any information you want to know about it to a PO Box 119 and it's in Cater Sabine, and that's where it goes to. Or you can give them a ring on their low call number, which is 1-800-250-204. And that's really it, all about the scheme and available. And people have been coming in about the windows. Because I mentioned windows and heating there. They are only doing heating when the surveyor comes out of the house, never had heating. And if they're doing the insulation and they see that you only have single glaze, which would be old, they will replace them as well.
Yeah.
It's just to let everybody know that, to be aware of it, that it's out there. And also, as I said, does the attic insulation and the draft proof and the lagging jackets and the low energy light bulbs, they do all that. They assess your house and they look and see. So you could be getting nearly everything on that list. And as I said, once you're in receipt of the listed social welfare payments, I said, or for the elderly, it would be the fuel allowance. They'll come out and assess their home and you could get all these things.
Yeah, but
and
you have
free.
To be in receipt of the fuel allowance or any of the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first step. Yeah, and then the second step, you can apply for insulation. And there's no qualification once you have the fuel allowance.
You don't have the fuel allowance for eligible, because if you're in receipt of fuel allowance, you're on a low-income family. You know what I mean? Or you wouldn't be getting the fuel allowance, so that's what they're giving
to... Yeah, well, that would be normally, you know, the people we'd be talking about would be on the state pension.
Yeah, right. And you'd get the fuel allowance. Just get the form off us. We'll help you, help anybody fill them in. And then they're just walking down to the ground floor where they'll stamp off, stating that they're just keying your PPS number, and they'll see that, yes, you are receiving fuel allowance, and they just stamp the form. But as I said, it's been a big demand for at the moment, so you could be waiting a few months, or they could be in your area and you could be done reasonably quick. It's like saying along as a piece of string when people ask.
Well, hopefully the weather will improve.
Please God.
The sun is out, but it's still very
it is
nippy.
A bit nippy, yeah.
And it'll improve, you know, and maybe during the summer, this is the time to apply for it. They get it during the summer.
It is.
And then
they give you
the
bear
rating for next year, next winter. And of course, with climate change, we don't know what's going to be thrown at us.
No. Yeah. Well, if any of your listeners has any questions to do with any of it, just have them to drop up to us. We'll have a chat with them and go through anything to do and help them with the forms.
Yeah, well, the first thing is, if you haven't got the fuel allowance,
you won't be getting it. But there is another one
that applies to quite a lot of people.
There is one for people that maybe they're just above it. There's grants and you get so much off depending on what you're doing.
Yeah,
so there is another one.
But
this one is the better one that you just have to receive the fuel allowance.
Yeah, well, it's free grant.
It is indeed.
For nothing. Of course, that's an indication that we're expecting all sorts of things coming down the track in the coming years, you know, and sooner or later we're getting very concerned about climate change.
Well, this is it.
Yeah, and the penny dropped, and of course other people saying it was an act of God and all sorts of things, but we leave them to us.
Okay.
Thanks very much,
Jackie. Well, I do know a few people myself personally who have got this.